Corey, good morning.
Hey, Jack, how are you?
Well, Corey, you know, yesterday was nice in New Hampshire. Ron DeSantis brought some Florida weather. And today it's a little warm. So you know me, Corey. If you have to do a show, why not do it on the shore of a lake in New Hampshire than back in the studio, right? Someone's got to do it, right?
Hey, you should do it every day. It's going to cool off by 30 degrees tomorrow, though, so make sure you get back inside.
Well, how have you been? We haven't had you on in a bit. There's a lot going on. You know this. Donald Trump has big leads in the early state. Your former boss, he's still a close confidant as far as I know, unless you tell us differently this morning. Ron DeSantis in the state yesterday, now officially in this race. Tuesday, Chris Christie's going to announce, followed by Mike Pence. We just had Vivek Ramaswamy on. Governor Chris Sununu may or may not jump in the race. Let's start there. You have a pretty sharp political mind nationally, Corey Lewandowski. Do you think Governor Sununu will run for president or not? Because he's on with us Tuesday. He says he's going to be making that announcement pretty soon. What do you think?
You know, I saw Fox News this morning. It says that Chris Sununu is going to make his announcement early next week. I think at the end of the day, Governor Sununu gets in this race for president because there's no downside for him. Look, we see Doug Burgum, who's the governor of North Dakota, is also announcing next week. So we've got four potential new Republican candidates getting into the field next week, which when you align that with who's already in the field, from Tim Scott to Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, you know, Donald Trump, Vivek Ramaswamy, right down the list, this is a wide open field for second place, for third place. And so if you're Chris Sununu and your ultimate goal is to increase your name ID, which we have seen him doing by going on The View and doing some national speeches, he has to raise money. The only way to do that is to actually get into the race. His stated goal has been to make the debate stage. The first debate is going to be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. But the criteria is very difficult for Chris Sununu to make the stage, because it is not only 1% in national polls, so not just New Hampshire, but national polls. You have to be a declared candidate through the Fair Elections Commission. But more importantly, you have to have at least 40,000 donors to your presidential campaign. Now, those can be $1 donations apiece from 40,000 individuals, right? But you need 40,000 donors, and you need them from 26 states. So this is not something that, you know, Chris Sununu has had a lot of experience doing, which is raising money on the national level. So if he actually plans on making the debate stage, he should get into this race as soon as possible. I think that will immediately open up the governor's field. I think you'll see Kelly Ayotte get into this race immediately. I think, you know, Chuck Morse is probably in this race.
He's already said he's running on the show. And, of course, you have Frank Edelblue, and you mentioned a couple Democrats running. Corey, let me we'll come back to the state. Corey Lewandowski live. Let me switch back to what we were just talking about, the presidential. Ron DeSantis on with me yesterday, Florida governor, officially in this race. Obviously, Donald Trump has been going at DeSantis full barrel, full bore, if you will, pretty much only him. He's been really going after DeSantis heavy. DeSantis said a week or so ago on my show, that's a sign that Trump's most worried about DeSantis. Yesterday, when I asked DeSantis just about the president's nicknaming him, playing with his last name, DeSantis versus DeSantis, DeSanctus, DeSanctimonious, I asked the governor of Florida his reaction to that. He made some national news. He said, juvenile conduct, petty, juvenile, one reason why he's not in the White House right now. What's your reaction to DeSantis' remark to Trump's continuing to go after him?
Look, I think if you're Governor DeSantis, you have to articulate the case to the American people why you are a better fit for them than Donald Trump. The truth is, every national poll and every state poll shows Donald Trump in the lead by a wide margin right now, and partially because of name ID, but partially because of the success that Donald Trump had when he was in the White House. So Governor DeSantis and the other candidates have to articulate why they'd be better in the White House and better against Joe Biden as a nominee than Donald Trump. It's a very, very hard task when there's so many people in the race. Ron DeSantis has squarely found himself in second place in this race. I think his team has done him a little bit of a disservice by holding him to wait so long to get into the race. I know the Super PAC has pledged that they've got $200 million to go and attack Donald Trump with. But if history is prologue, then we know that the $150 million that Jeb Bush had didn't move the needle against Donald Trump. And so, look, $200 million is an enormous amount of money, Jack, but it's not going to be enough to prevent Donald Trump and what the other candidates would all need to do. Tim Scott has got $20 million. Chris Christie is going to have $20 million. They would all need to train their fire on Donald Trump. And if they were to do that, now you've got $300, $400, or $500 million against Donald Trump. That's much more palatable if you're trying to kill the king.
Does Trump need to win New Hampshire? That's one question for you, the primary. And is this his nomination to lose in your mind?
The second question first, is absolutely his nomination to lose. There's no question about it. And if he didn't win New Hampshire, I think it would send a shockwave. Remember, Jack, I ran the campaign 8 years ago. We hadn't come down the escalator yet 8 years ago, but he won the state of New Hampshire by 17 points over John Kasich in a field that had 16 candidates in it. Some say the greatest field ever assembled. So, you know, that really, the state of New Hampshire here propelled Donald Trump onto victory, going on to win South Carolina, Nevada, and 38 primaries and caucuses around the country, ultimately securing him the nomination. Jack, the other thing that's been going on around the country that your listeners may not be aware of is states are changing the rules at their conventions to make it a winner-take-all delegation. So specifically in the state of Louisiana, which used to be proportionate representation. So if you would have won 20% of the vote in the primary, you would have gotten 20% of the delegates. And that's why you saw Ted Cruz 8 years ago with a series of delegates and trying to steal the nomination on the floor. Those states have changed, Jack. If you win that primary now in Louisiana by one vote, you get all of the delegates. That is called an incumbent protection program, and that is benefiting Donald Trump because all you got to do is keep your 25 or 30%, and you get 100% of the delegates. That's a very important thing that's taking place in other states around the country.
Are you, Corey Lewandowski, you played a key role for Trump in the past, other candidates you've advised in other states. Are you involved right now with any particular presidential candidate? Are you still with Donald Trump? I know that Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota was on the show. She is someone who's been talked about. Some people say you might be advising her. Are you advising any Republican presidential candidate right now?
Jack, I advise all my friends, and I'm the best price. I'm free 99, okay? So look, I texted with Chris Christie today. I consider Governor Christie a personal friend of mine. He and Mary Pat are our friends,
so
okay?
Is that a no? You're not involved right now?
Well, when you say involved, look, I talked to Donald Trump. I talked to Kristi Noem.
Hold on, Corey. You ran his campaign. Are you going to jump into it?
Here's the thing, Jack. I know that this is a unique thing to people in New Hampshire, and I think I'm the only guy from New Hampshire who ever ran a successful presidential campaign. But once you do that and you go to the major leagues, you don't go back and do it all over again, right? When you win the Super Bowl, you don't have to go back and do it. You can pick and choose what you want to do, and I've been very fortunate and blessed for a kid who grew up poor to have financial success by having the opportunity to win a presidential campaign.
Well, that was Mike Arizioni. That was his advice his uncle gave him after getting the gold medal in Lake Placid in hockey. Hey, Corey, before I let you go, you mentioned Chris Christie. Chris Christie is announcing Tuesday in New Hampshire.
Sure is.
And he's sort of been saying he's the one who can punch Trump the hardest and the best. He's the one. That's something Governor Sununu's been trying to do. Do you think there's any coincidence right in the doorstep of Governor Sununu? Christie's coming here to announce as kind of the Trump puncher, where Sununu's sort of been trying to do that? Or do you think there's no coincidence, just it is what it is?
Nothing is coincidental, but what we do know is Chris Christie is going to be the only candidate other than Donald Trump who's ever been on a presidential debate stage, okay, which gives him experience. Chris Christie is a candidate who has won in a blue state, who knows Donald Trump very well, both personally and professionally, and Chris Christie is seen as a fighter. Look, Chris Christie's presidential campaign must be successful in New Hampshire. He realized that 8 years ago, and when he wasn't successful, even after receiving the union leader's endorsement, is basically when he got out of the race and we brought Chris Christie over to join our team, and the rest, as they say, is history. So Chris Christie's campaign is going to be squarely focused on New Hampshire. I believe Vivek's campaign is going to be the same. Ron DeSantis, to a lesser extent. I believe Mike Pence will be focusing on Iowa. Tim Scott will be in Iowa and less in New Hampshire. So each candidate has to have their own respective strategy. You still got to factor in South Carolina and Nevada. And I think if the election were held today, neither Tim Scott nor Nikki Haley win that state.
Hey, I'm going to let you go on this. You and I, I'm not going to start a business with you, but one fun one might be the DraftKings of politics. So real quickly, if you were doing the DraftKings bet, Sununu next week, Corey Lewandowski, you're placing the bet, hypothetically speaking, Sununu run for president or not?
I think he does get in the race, yes.
All right. Hey, thanks for being a good sport. Enjoy your Friday.
You bet. Thanks, Jack.